You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Set Apart to Serve conversation today because it is Friday. Looking forward to this. We get to talk with some teachers about their careers and vocation, serving as Lutheran teachers. We're going to chat with them in just a moment as we head to Iowa West today. Thanks to Concordia University Irvine. Thanks for your support of The Coffee Hour. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu. Joining us today, Gretchen Gosch. She's a teacher at Unity Ridge Lutheran School in Denison, Iowa. Gretchen, welcome.
Thank you.
Also joining us today, Heather Nitzel. She's a teacher at Iowa Great Lakes Lutheran School in Spencer, Iowa. Heather, welcome.
Thank you.
And also joining us today, Chelsea Adams, a teacher at Mount Olive Lutheran School in Des Moines, Iowa. Chelsea, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
It is great to have this room full of teachers today. We had to schedule our time together after school because they all have teaching responsibilities during the day. So in full disclosure, we're recording after school to air this at 9 o'clock during a school day to chat with our Lutheran teachers today. So let's start with you, Chelsea. Tell us about where you teach and what grade you get to teach, how long you've been at Mount Olive.
Yeah, so I teach at Mount Olive Lutheran School in Des Moines, Iowa. I am blessed to teach our little kindergartners here. I am one of two kindergarten sections we have here at Mount Olive. I have been here at Mount Olive teaching for 12 years, but I've been teaching in Lutheran schools for 16 years total.
Very good. Heather, what about you?
All right. I teach at Iowa Great Lakes Lutheran School in Spencer, Iowa. I teach second grade, one of the best grades. And I've actually been teaching at Iowa Great Lakes, we call it Eagles, for 9 years, but I've been teaching for about 19 years. I've taught in Michigan, Illinois, and now Iowa.
Awesome. And Gretchen.
Hi, I teach first grade at Unity Ridge Lutheran School. This is my second year teaching first grade at Unity Ridge. We went through a name change, and we used to be called Zion Lutheran School, and I taught first grade there for 17 years. So I came out of college to Denison, Iowa, and I've been teaching first grade since. I just can't get enough of it.
Well, all of you have a lot of experience under your belts and a lot of time spent in Lutheran schools, which is just fantastic. And we want to know more about the stories that you have, what it is that you love about teaching. So let's talk about that. What do you love about teaching in general? Gretchen?
My favorite thing about teaching in general, I would say, would be the aha moments that my students experience. Teaching first grade, I get to see a lot of them when reading clicks or adding and subtracting two-digit numbers with regrouping, or just things that are a struggle at first, and you see the students work through them, and then all of a sudden, this is easy. Those are my favorite things of the teaching aspect of being a teacher. I have wonderful things about teaching in a Lutheran school, too, that are different than just teaching.
And we'll come back to that in a moment.
Definitely.
Heather, what do you love about teaching in general?
I, too, love to see the learning and growth that happens over the year, academically, spiritually. I love all their unique personalities. I love the cute stories and funny things that they say. I love that we become like a classroom family. And just, I love all their little personalities God created them to be. And most of all, I love their childlike faith that they love to share with you every day through pictures, through talking with you. And it's just so sweet. It just, you know, it's just very sweet.
Chelsea, what do you love about teaching?
I mostly love the relationships that I get to build, not just with the students that are in my classroom this year and every year, but with their families, especially when I get to have siblings of the same family a couple years separated, and I get to have those same families over and over again. I love the relationships that I build with them. And I love that there are no secrets in kindergarten. I know everything that goes on in their homes, and their parents also know everything that goes on at school. So we share lots of stories and the proud moments that my 5 and 6-year-olds have that they share, whether it's over something that they've learned or something that they've accomplished or just something fun that they've done at home or at school. They're always eager to share with us.
Some of our early childhood teachers at our school has made an agreement with parents. I agree not to believe everything your child says about what happens at home. If you agree to not believe everything your child says about what happens at school, because it's true. There are no secrets, but sometimes their perception might be a little off. Chelsea, what do you love about being at a Lutheran school and getting to teach in a Lutheran school?
I joke with people that I would never, ever leave a Lutheran school, but it's not really a joke. It's the truth. I cannot even imagine teaching in a school where I could not talk about Jesus day in and day out. I can't imagine managing behavior of a 5- and 6-year-old without being able to talk about how we all make mistakes. But the best part of that is that I get to forgive them because Jesus forgave me. And there's no other way in my mind to handle behaviors and choices that kids are making without Jesus incorporated into that. I have been blessed to see the faith grow in the lives of my students. And this year, I am blessed to watch 4 of my students have gone home to their parents and asked to be baptized. And so we've gotten to see 4 of our kindergarten students get baptized in chapel at school this year. And so it's watching their faith grow and watching them learn more and more about the love that God has for them and how they can go out and share that, not just with the people and their families, but their friends at baseball and their friends at ninja class and their friends at their own churches and at the places that they visit. And we talk a lot about, you know, like even the nurses at your doctor's office, like you can go tell them that Jesus is alive and they love to hear that too. And so watching their faith grow and develop, it's fun to see that. And that is why I teach in a Lutheran school. That's why I want to always be in a Lutheran school.
Heather, how about you? What do you love about teaching in a Lutheran school?
I would have to echo a lot of what Chelsea said. I couldn't imagine teaching anywhere else. And I love being able to share Jesus, and I love being able to share the hope of Jesus when there's hurt, when there's sadness, when there are things going on in the world that, you know, young kids don't understand. And I love being able to just share that hope with them. I love to see their joy and excitement. You know, Jesus is alive, and being able to sing hymns and being able to sing, we call them circle songs, but they're songs, you know, fun songs and camp songs. And, you know, they get to have that opportunity to comfort one another, and you get to see that. And, you know, just seeing them open up their faith to you and just knowing that you're teaching the most important thing, and you can do that in all of your subjects. You know, Jesus is everywhere, and you get to share him every day in everything that you teach.
Gretchen, you said you had some stories about what you love about teaching in a Lutheran school.
Yeah. Some of my favorite times of the day are sharing the Bible stories with one another. And then I always ask my students, always, why do you think Jesus put this story or this biblical account in the Bible for us? What does it mean for kids or for adults? Why do you think? And the things that they come up with, you can see why Jesus says in the Bible to have faith like a little child, because they just have faith. Because the Bible says it, they believe it. And they can be an example to me as their teacher and their families as they go from our classroom out into the community. They are some of the best prayer warriors that really believe that everything they pray for is possible. And they pray for each other, they pray for me, and they pray for the world. Things they hear happening in the world that they have no connection to, they pray for. I love teaching in a Lutheran school, too, because of the people I get to work with, the parents I get to work with, and the staff I get to work with. Knowing that they are lifting me up in prayer every day helps me know that it's not me doing this. It's all because of God. He is through me and through them. And that's where our strength as teachers come from.
Now, all 3 of you are in early childhood education, and I would love to know what life looks like in your classrooms. The littles, such a special age in the classroom in early childhood education. What are some of the things that make your classrooms fun as early childhood educators, Gretchen?
Just being able to get down on the floor with the kids and manipulate the things we're learning, to introduce them to things that they have never seen before, or to allow them to experience in a way they've never experienced. We're hatching eggs in our classroom right now, and the excitement around that is very just genuine from the students. They're interested to know how the chick is developing inside. But then we get to break open an egg, not the ones that are hatching, but an egg from the grocery store, and see what an egg is that is not going to hatch a chick has inside. And then they get to touch it and feel it, and we get to cook it, and they get to really experience all the things about the things that they probably wouldn't get to do at home. And so I just love the hands-on, the interest, the inquiry, and all the things I get to do with my littles, being able to be a kid with them, kind of.
Heather, what about you?
One of the things that I love is that we go to our local nursing home and the kids get to go and sing, and they're paired up with a grandparent and they get to make a craft. They get to share Bible stories with them. They get to talk with them. And it's so neat because they really take it as their job to bring the light of Jesus to others who might be lonely and who might be hurting. And it's just such a joy to see them. And they're so excited. And it's great. And another thing that I really love is I love that we write a book together, a class book, and we talk about our favorite Bible stories. And they research their Bible stories and we look at them and they want to add details and they perfect them and they draw a picture with it. And you just really get to see that childlike faith shine. And it's just, it brings such joy to me. And then I also put in little QR codes with some of them saying their memory verses. And that just, it just melts my heart. It's just such a joy to see them put that all together.
I love it. Chelsea, what about you?
I love play. We incorporate play so much. Our administration at school and the other teachers at school know that my classroom is probably the noisiest because we are just constantly engaged in some sort of play activity. Well, even when we're working on academic things, there's always play involved, and we're getting down on the floor together and we are, you know, telling a Bible story with whatever toys we've put together to tell that Bible story, right? We are putting letters into Easter eggs and open up those plastic Easter eggs and spelling our sight word. We're doing all sorts of things that incorporate play so that makes their learning fun and engaging for them. And then they come up with ideas that the child inquiry that they bring into the classroom really directs a lot of what we do. I try not to direct as much as I possibly can. I want them to be engaged. So we just finished a really fun 8-week-long unit on the solar system where they really directed everything that they wanted to learn. And we built a beautiful solar system on the wall in our classroom. And they really got to learn all the things about the planets and stars and moons. And one day we sat and learned how many moons Jupiter and Saturn have, which Saturn has like 140 some moons. And they cut out 140 some moons and glued them onto our wall. Like, it was a project, but they learned a lot. And that's all because of what they were interested in. It's not a unit that I do every year. Like, that was because that's what this class was interested in. So taking their brains and their interests and really engaging them in work and learning through their interests is one of my favorite things about early childhood.
I'm sure it's delightful just to get to build on genuine curiosity of a young child. How fun that must be.
Fun.
We are learning about serving as a Lutheran teacher. We're going to continue the conversation in just a moment as part of our Set Apart to Serve series here on the Coffee Hour. And stick around. We'll have more with our teachers in just a moment. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Concordia University System is comprised of 5 universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System. Education built on God's Word. cus.edu.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are in our Set Apart to Serve series today, chatting with Lutheran teachers from Iowa West. and some fun conversations as we're talking about kindergarten, first grade, and second grade with Gretchen Gosch, Heather Nitzel, and Chelsea Adams, and all the joy that they have in teaching. And there is much joy in teaching, especially when you're teaching young children and all that genuine curiosity we were just talking about. But there are also some challenges that come with being a Lutheran teacher as well. Long days, very long days, I'm sure, at times. Extracurricular responsibilities and school boards, maybe salaries might be challenging or tight at times. And all those things, maybe dealing with disappointed parents. Those are, I'm sure, just scratching the surface of some of the difficulties that you might face in serving as a Lutheran teacher. Despite those difficulties, though, you get up and keep doing it again. I think you've all mentioned how much you love serving in Lutheran schools, and that's what you love doing. What gets you to the door, to the classroom every day to get back there and get down on the floor teaching with the students in your classroom? What is it that gets you there every day? We'll start with you, Heather.
I would say for me, definitely the children's excitement. When we come back after a break, they are so excited to see you and tell you all the things about who lost a tooth and, you know, just whatever else happened that they just have to share with you. And so that is just such a joy to see them. They're always happy to see you. They're at the age where they still love school. They love to learn. They get excited. You even mention someone's name in a sentence and hands are in the air and you're like, you all know someone with this name, right? They want to tell you exactly. This is my uncle's neighbor's dog. You know, they want to tell you all those funny things. But I think another thing that truly helps, and Gretchen had mentioned this too, was just our staff. Like, we just have so many great people, you know, a great cloud of witnesses, people who are praying for us, people we do devotions with, people who can help you, you know, give you a hug if it's a tough day. Having a supportive family, they help me in so many ways, or they know, you know, if sometimes, you know, I just need some quiet for a little while after school. Just lots and lots of prayer, being in God's word and being in worship and just having those opportunities to fill myself up as well, so that I can pour onto them. So just all of those things just really help.
Gretchen, how about for you? What gets you back in the classroom even on challenging days?
Coffee. No.
Coffee. I appreciate the honesty.
No, but seriously, there is such a need right now for Jesus to be shared in our communities and in our world, to grow the kingdom of God, because there is so much in our world pulling us away from church on Sundays and from time in devotion with our families. And being able to be that constant for my students, a connection to Christ, and how important that is, the most important thing I will ever teach my students and the most important thing I will want my own children to know and to have in their lives is how much Jesus loves them. And that is why I keep doing this job, no matter what the challenges or the struggles are. The most important thing these kids will ever have in their lives is a relationship with Jesus. And being able to be a part of that is humbling. And it's my why. That's pretty much it.
Chelsea, how about for you? What gets you back in the classroom, ready to teach even on those challenging days?
Yeah, I'm not sure what else I could say. These ladies have summed it up so well. I echo all that they say. The kids are, you know, the number one reason. Their smiles, their stories, their excitement to be in the classroom with me every single day. The hugs that they want to give you, the stories they want to share, just the genuine happiness that they bring. It makes it sad at the end of the school year, which is, you know, nearing, to know that our time is coming to a close. Because they truly are the joy of my days at school. And I agree wholeheartedly, the staff that I am blessed to work with and the leadership of our school makes it easy to come back to work. I feel supported, loved, allowed to put my family, my children first, and allowed to make sure that my family's needs are met before my work needs are met. And sometimes you feel pressure outside to meet your work need in other ways before you can meet the needs of your family. And that's not the case. This school family is truly supportive and understanding and allows me to draw boundaries where I need to draw boundaries and allows me to do my job as a teacher well, but to first and most importantly, be a mom and a member of my family well. And I couldn't ask for more support and better leadership in that way. But I think when it comes down to it, the reason I continue doing this is to serve my God, who has loved me and served me well in my life.
All three of you have spoken with a lot of joy with what you get to do. Before we run out of time, I'm curious how you all got into this teaching vocation. Who is it that encouraged you to be an educator? Chelsea?
Yeah, so I grew up not in Lutheran schools. I grew up in public schools, but I had one person in my life growing up who was a DCE at a church far away from where I lived, actually connected to a church that family members went to. It was just spoken to my life constantly when I visited, and I worked with her in the summer, like a middle schooler and a high schooler, and she encouraged me and encouraged me. And she's really the reason why I decided to attend a Concordia and become a church worker myself. It was really not on my list, and she just kept speaking it into me. So for me, it was another church worker who said, I see this in you. I see that you have qualities and the love of the Lord, and you would be very good at this. And she spoke it into me and allowed me to see that in myself and encouraged me to seek out this vocation. And I couldn't be more grateful to her for that.
Gretchen, what about you? Who encouraged you to become an educator?
It's never been something not on my agenda, not on my list. As long as I can remember, you look back in those school-age kids' books and you write down what you want to be when you grow up, it's always been a teacher. But I did go to Lutheran school from kindergarten through eighth grade, and my dad's a pastor. And so I had great relationships with the church workers that he served with and their families. And I got to be a witness to their servant heart. And so I've always felt drawn and pulled to being a teacher. My dad, my mom, I would say would have been my biggest support and encouragement when I was through college, when I started being a teacher. And they still continue to be. They come and help me in August every year to get ready for school. And they built so much of the things in my classroom that I get to see them every day and the things they blessed me in my class with, too. So probably my parents. And also, it's just been written on my life.
Heather, what about you?
Well, I wasn't going to become a teacher. I was going to Concordia St. Paul to become a psychologist. And I actually got put in the wrong advisory group, put in the wrong class. And they told me I had to stay in this education class until the end of the semester. And so I said, okay, I'll do that. And Dr. Michelle Piquel was an amazing, amazing, amazing advisor. And she made me fall in love with her kindergartners and all that she had done with them. And I fell in love with education, and I felt like God was leading me to be a teacher. I had already taken the wrong religion classes. I took the general ed. So I did not become a Lutheran school teacher yet. But then my husband's a pastor, and everywhere we moved, I taught in Lutheran schools. And when we settled in Bloomington, Illinois for his first call, I taught in another Lutheran school. And while I was there, I did the colloquy program. So I had a different route than Gretchen and Chelsea. But I love doing that program, and I have only ever taught in Lutheran schools. I absolutely love it. I grew up in northern Minnesota. There weren't any Lutheran schools around that I even knew what it was. So there was a Catholic school. And so to just have this opportunity to teach in a Lutheran school, to teach Jesus every day, it's just been such a joy. And it's awesome to be able to serve God that way.
We're all out of time. I have so many more questions. Oh, I wish we could ask more questions. Thank you all for spending some time with us today and chatting about what it's like to be a Lutheran teacher and sharing with us your careers and how you get to serve each day, teaching about Jesus, teaching young children the good news of Jesus in their daily lives. Our guest today, Gretchen Gosch, first grade teacher at Unity Ridge Lutheran School in Denison, Iowa. Gretchen, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us, and thank you guys for getting the message of our schools out there.
Heather Nitzel, second grade teacher at Iowa Great Lakes Lutheran School in Spencer, Iowa. Heather, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
And Chelsea Adams, kindergarten teacher at Mount Olive Lutheran School in Des Moines, Iowa. Chelsea, thanks so much.
Thanks.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.